Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ray joins us now. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Good morning.
Ray, tell me what's going to happen with the quarterback snaps this week at practice and how this is all going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys, Ben is usually off on Wednesdays to begin with, so I think Thursday is going to be the big day for him. He's going to talk in a little bit. I think we'll have a better idea about the severity of the injury after Ben talks today. I asked Mike yesterday, when did he hurt it? How did he hurt it? Mike didn't have any idea. So a lot of people have speculated it was on that big hit where he was kind of sandwiched. I think it was Max Crosby and another defender. But we might find out in a little bit here when Ben meets with us.
Is the Taco Charlton signing indicative of the severity of any injuries on this list, Ray?
I think it's just an overall depth issue. I'm interested. Taco Charlton is 6'6", 273. They brought him in here to be a pass rusher, but, is he going to be a defensive end or is he going to be an outside linebacker? I'm still not 100% on how that's going to play out. They have issues at both places, guys. I mean, they could use depth along the defensive line, and obviously they could use depth at outside linebacker. The situation this week with T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith both having groin issues, it's going to leave Melvin Ingram and Jameer Jones to do the job. And, that's why, there's a pretty good chance that Taco Charlton is going to be called up if Watt and or Highsmith cannot go. He was one of the four that they protected on the practice squad this week, so he can't go anywhere. So it's pretty logical that he's going to be called up on Sunday if there are injuries still at that point with TJ and Highsmith.
Hey, Ray, what the heck is going on with all these groin injuries? Seems like everybody's got them on the defensive side of the ball, or at least half the defense does. That's just bad luck, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people speculate, well, why don't you hit more during training camp? You guys aren't conditioned well. I don't think it has anything to do with conditioning. I just think, TJ Watt was in terrific cardio shape, when he signed, and there's just no substitute for going out there and, wrestling with 300-pound linemen. Sometimes you're going to, you're going to land wrong, or you're going to stretch in a different way than you haven't stretched before. And, it's not only TJ too, Alex Highsmith went through a full camp. He was not limited at all in camp. It's just bad luck, and it's just something that they're going to have to deal with. And there's hamstring injuries too. So these soft tissue injuries early in the season, you better manage them now. You better rest them and make sure they're 100% so they're not issues in October and November as well.
Twitter, we're there. Follow us, 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us right now. All right, we talked this out and kind of knocked it around ourselves here, Ray, and it can't come to any sort of answer. What is the fix on the offensive line, or is it simply experience?
Yeah, I mean, I went through the tape yesterday, guys, and I think Mike Tomlin was right. I just think it's development, it's cohesion, it's going to take time. And he said it yesterday. Well, that's all true, but there's a sense of urgency because you got to win football games. And, something I'm going to write about today, even though the scheme has changed, the coaches have changed, some of the same familiar issues that bogged down this offense last season are starting to creep back in. The negative runs to me are a huge issue. Penetration, guys not securing blocks at the line of scrimmage, and guys getting dropped for one, you know, negative one, negative 2 yards. And then that just puts you behind the sticks. And then, you know, Ben's having to throw it deep or, you know, to complete third and nines and third and tens to get first down. So that was all supposed to change this year. The running game was supposed to put them in more favorable situations. And that hasn't happened. And yeah, I'm sure you're going to ask me about Ben, and he deserves his fair share of criticism. Sure, you could do that. But the running game was the main issue going into the off season. They've tried to fix it, but it's not fixed yet after 2 weeks.
So if you had to go one direction or the other, there's two divergent paths here, Ray. You can either start to get away from running on early downs, especially in longer distances, your first and tens, your second and eights, whatever it may be, or you can just recommit to it twofold and just double down on it. And we're going to run on first and second down, and we're going to just continue to plug away and pound away, and we're going to use a fullback and two tight ends. If you got to choose one of those two divergent paths in the wood, which way do you go?
Well, the Steelers pretty much went away from it against Vegas. And I don't want to say it didn't work because they were in that game. It was 16-14 with almost a quarter to go. But, you know, the defense couldn't help them, and they didn't really get the ball back with a chance to win that game. If you guys remember, I think it was late first quarter or early second quarter, they brought Benny Snell in for a carry, 1 yard. Najee Harris goes back in, 1 yard, okay? Third and eight, they pass it. From that point on, they threw the ball 28 times, and they handed it off eight times. So that just tells you where they are. They completely lost confidence in the running game in that game. They felt like they had the pass to win. Now we'll see what happens against Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati's front is as strong as Vegas's. Might be a different matchup, but for one game at least, they abandoned it, and the results in the end, while it kept them in the game, it wasn't enough to win the game.
And Ray, we have the same viewpoint from the press box during the game, and I was looking down. I was trying to see, are receivers getting open or what? You know, even when Ben does have time to throw, there's just no separation. What do they have to do to create that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, the Raiders were getting home with four, so it makes it hard when they're dropping seven into coverage. You know, you saw two linebackers drop into their hook zones, and, you know, there just wasn't a lot of open space. Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and Juju Smith-Schuster have to do a better job. That's the bottom line. The receivers have to do a better job of getting open. From a play calling and from a game planning perspective, where's Pat Freiermuth? He's got five targets in two games. He's got five receptions. They brought that guy in for a reason. He's a number two draft pick. They got to get him more involved in the intermediate passing game. I think if they get their tight ends more involved, that'll open up the middle of the field. And, you know, these teams won't be able to tee off on the receivers the way they are. But for whatever reason, and I'm not sure what it is because Freiermuth is catching the ball, they've just been hesitant to go to him. I think five targets in two games for a guy of his talent level, I think it's way too little.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Important question here. You poop your pants at a football game. You just leaving, or are you going to try to wash them out in a bathroom, Ray?
I don't know where this is coming from.
Oh, you didn't see the photo.
Ray's too busy with actual football stuff.
Yeah. There's a picture of a guy in a bathroom at Three Rivers at Heinz Field. He's got his pants off. He's in the sink, and people are drawing the conclusion that he had a little bit of an accident here. So thoughts on all of this?
I'm going home. Whether I'm working or whether I'm a fan, I'm going home either way.
Straight out the door, right? You're not salvaging the day? You're just gone, Ray?
Nah, I mean, I guess it would depend on how many beers I imbibed previously. But, yeah, I mean, a sober me is I'm going home.
Last time that happened to Ray, diapers or beyond?
I'm thinking diapers, but
He's thinking. back to football for just a second.
Wait a minute. Do we want to do that?
We've had our requisite 60 seconds of poopy pants talk. In all seriousness, Freiermuth, you bring up a great point about Freiermuth. I talked about it at length yesterday. What is it about Ben Roethlisberger that he's not targeting that intermediate and deep middle of the field? He didn't have one attempt, Ray, between the seams of deeper than 10 yards last week. I think he only had one completion in that area in Buffalo. So is it his arm? Is it his receivers? Is it a combination of everything?
Yeah, I just don't think guys are open. If you remember, Claypool kind of ran like a deep in route at one point. And he was just blanketed, and the cornerback stepped in and just batted it down with his left hand. It was so easy. It was an easy pass breakup. I just don't think guys are getting open. And I think if your receivers aren't getting open, then that to me is a red flag. Throw more to Najee Harris and definitely throw more to Pat Freiermuth. And that could just be a game plan thing. Maybe they went in wanting to attack the Raiders secondary deep. They did try 8 deep passes. I don't fault them for that, guys. I mean, I thought if they're going to sit back and do what they were doing, you got to test them deep. They were inviting that. You just got to complete more. And I wrote about this on Sunday. Chase Claypool had 152-yard gain on that one pass where he ran by the cornerback. He's got to do a better job in those 50-50 balls. Go up when you're in one-on-one coverage. Make a play for your offense. Make a play for your quarterback.
How's Jim's behavior been in practice? Is he reporting anything that shouldn't be reported? You got your eyes on him?
He hasn't had his hand slapped in a while. He's doing a good job of keeping his phone in his pocket.
It's because he hasn't been there for a week and a half, Ray.
He was on vacation.
I was off last week.
I know.
Made it
Why
easy.
Is it always Jim who has to be disciplined and Jeff Hathorn is always so well-behaved? Never has to have a talk by the PR staff.
Well, you remember the old Highlights magazine? There was Goofus and Gallant.
Yeah.
That's Jim and Jeff.
Hey, Jeff even got away with kind of challenging question. If other people had asked that Derek Watt question the same way Jeff did, Tomlin might have shot him down.
Tomlin even said, "I understand the question."
Yeah,
wow.
I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's a Didi, he just flames her.
Yes, yeah. If it's probably. Someone else, they just get flamed out the door. Ray, everything else going on well in your world, Ray?
Everything is good, guys. Looking forward to another football Sunday at Heinz Field on Sunday.
Sure sound like it. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
See ya.
Ray,
see you
he'd rather be at a ball field in the middle of a tournament this weekend for the ball.
It's AFC North ball. I mean.
It is. It's especially like last Sunday. At some points during that game, you have to be thinking like, oh, man, it's too nice to be sitting in this press box.
Yeah, it's fall ball season for Ray.
Real nice.
It was hot on Saturday, though. Still not as hot as or Sunday, not as hot as Saturday, but it was still hot. It was steamy. That was one of those days where you go and you wouldn't want to work that Pittsburgh paramedic detail. You know, you dealt with some people that just had too much. There was one man.
Guy.
Yeah, that was photographic evidence of that. How you doing this morning, Jim? How was 28?
Crowded.
Yeah. Jim comes in, the first thing he goes to me, goes, you know, this is like Yogi Berra, right? Jim goes, I'll tell you, too many people are going to work again. Because
it's true.
It's jamming up your drive
yes,
to work.
Yes, it is.
Leave earlier.
Why? Yes.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's
yes,
too crowded.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know the root of that quote. It's about a restaurant in St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When he would go on the road and he'd go to St. Louis. And that's what he said. He doesn't go there anymore because
nobody goes there because it's too crowded.
Too crowded. Yeah. All right, Jim. Good to have you aboard, Jimbo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.